一个十六岁辍学。
A 16-year-old dropped out of school.
十九岁结婚。
Quitting marriage at 19.
二十七岁就有四个孩子的年轻人啊。
27 years old and already has 4 children.
三天前干了一件人类历史上没有人干成过的事儿。
3 days ago, I did something that no one in human history has ever done before.
他用自己造的核反应堆点亮了英伟达的 AI 芯片 Blackwell.
He used his self-made nuclear reactor to light up NVIDIA AI chip Black. Well,
他没有文凭。
He doesn't have a degree.
没有学位。
No degree.
没有进过一天的大学实验室。
I haven't been to a university lab for a day.
但是全硅谷最聪明的一帮人抢着。
However, the smartest people in Silicon Valley were all scrambling for it.
给他送了六个亿美金。
He received $600 million.
你先别着急啊。
Don't worry.
说不可能，听我讲完他的家世你就懂了。
If you can't understand his family history, then you can't understand him.
这个年轻人呢，叫以赛亚·泰勒。
This young man is named Isaiah Taylor.
他的曾祖父啊，叫沃德斯。
His great-grandfather was named Woods.
哈普是曼哈顿计划的核物理学家。
Hack was a nuclear physicist for the Manhattan Project.
美国造出第一颗原子弹的团队成员。
The members of the team that created the first atomic bomb in the United States.
他结婚才半年。
He got married just 6 months ago.
就带着太太搬进了地图上都找不到的保密城市。
They moved to the secret city, which was not marked on the map.
橡树岭，泰勒的祖母就出生在那儿的军队医院。
Taylor from Oak Haven was born in the Army Hospital in Oak Haven.
所以别人家的孩子啊。
So, the child of someone else.
睡前听童话。
Listen to fairy tales before bed.
他听的是人类第一次驯服原子的故事。
He was listening to the story of humanity's first taming of atoms.
而有意思的地方来了。
And here's the interesting part.
同一个故事。
The same story.
大多数人听完的反应是 wow.
Most people's reaction is wow.
核能太危险。
Nuclear weapons are too dangerous.
我们要离远一点。
Let's move a little further away.
但是这个孩子听完。
However, the child listened to it.
他琢磨出一个工程问题。
He pondered an engineering problem.
这东西凭什么一定要这么
Why do I have to do this?
这么大
So big.
十岁的时候
At the age of 10,
他在教会的电脑上啊
He was on the church's computer.
第一次摸到了编程代码
The first time I touched programming code.
从此成为他的玩具。
From then on, it became her toy.
有人问他为什么不上大学呀？
He was asked why he didn't go to college.
他说啊，我一直知道我要什么。
He said that I always knew what I wanted.
我要造核反应堆。
I want to build a nuclear reactor.
我要娶 Sophia.
I want to go to Sophia.
那我等什么呢？
What am I waiting for?
十年的时间。
10 years.
没有老师。
Without a teacher.
没有实验室。
No laboratory.
一本核能百科全书加一台电脑。
A nuclear encyclopedia plus the computer.
他把裂变的物理、燃料工艺、反应堆设计啊，全部啃了下来。
He devoured the entire design of the fractured physical fuel process reactor.
他24岁那年开了公司。
He started his company at the age of 24.
是取名叫瓦。
Named Vara.
啊，来自托尔金《精灵宝钻》里面的。
From the Tolzin Elf Diamond.
是世界的主宰。
The world is under control.
如果一个辍学生啊走进风投办公室
，If a dropout walks into a venture capital office，
是
，Say，
说我要造一个核反应
，I want to build a nuclear reactor。
对，正常的剧本是他一定会被赶出去。
The normal script was that he would be kicked out。
对
，Right。
但是 Oculus 的创始人后来又搞出军工巨头 Andrea 的帕尔马拉奇亚。
However, after founding Oakland Grove, he also got involved in the defense industry giant DARPA.
投了他 ，Palantir 的 CTO 啊。
I hired the CTO of Palantir.
也投了他三轮。
He also threw three rounds for him.
一共六亿美金。
A total of $600 million.
行，他的公司现在估值20亿美金。
His company is now valued at $200 million.
行，那么这些人赌的是什么呢
？So what are these people reading?
过去60年，全世界啊，造核电站跟造航母啊，一个路数。
In the past 60 years, the number of nuclear power plants and aircraft carriers built worldwide has been one way.
啊，一座一个样，一造就是几年，十几。
One photo, one copy, for years or even decades.
而且越造越贵。
And it's getting more and more expensive.
小子说啊。
This kid said,
我把反应堆啊做到像集装箱这么大啊。
I made the reactor as big as a container.
工厂流水线量产，卡车直接拉到现场，插上。
Factory assembly line mass produced trucks directly to the site plug in.
就用发电不够吗
？Is it just about not having enough electricity?
我们就像搭积木一样往上垒啊。
We are like building blocks going up and up.
直到他发电够了，这条路线啊。
Until he had enough power to run the route.
要是走通了，核能。
If we can successfully harness nuclear energy.
就能够从航母啊变成集装箱。
It can be transformed from an aircraft carrier to a container ship.
从一个工程的奇观变成一个工业品。
From a wonder of engineering to an industrial product.
你如果是投资人，这六个亿。
If you are an investor, $6 million.
你会投吗
？Will you vote?
那英伟达为什么这么上心呢
？Why is Nvidia so interested in Wang Yi?
这里我们就要讲一讲啊。
Here we're going to talk about
很多人看不到的物理逻辑。
The physical logic that many people can't see.
我之前其实讲过 ，AI 本质上是一台减熵的机器。
I actually talked about AI as a machine that performs calculations.
它把互联网上混乱无序的数据啊。
He takes the chaotic and disorganized data from the internet.
压缩成高度有序的智能。
Compressed into highly ordered intelligence.
但是热力学第二定律讲得很清楚。
However, the second law of thermodynamics is clearly stated.
想要在局部实现大幅度的熵。
To achieve significant cost reduction in a localized manner.
并且你必须从外部注入巨大的能量。
You must inject a huge amount of energy from the outside.
所以 AI 越聪明
，Therefore, the more intelligent AI，
越是个无底洞的电老虎，一座大型的数据中心。
The data center is a bottomless pit, a powerful beast.
每兆瓦
per megawatt，
算你一年要喝掉200多万加仑的水去散热。
Although you drink more than 2 million gallons of water per year to cool down.
要从电网啊抽走一座小城市的电。
To draw power from a small city's power grid.
这个美国的老百姓啊。
These Americans.
早就已经烦透了。
I'm already fed up with it.
到处在抗议，数据中心。
Protesting data centers everywhere.
千万别建在我家门口。
Please don't build it right when I'm joining.
那么英伟达的解法非常简单粗暴。那
Therefore, NVIDIA's solution is not simple and straightforward.
不抢你们的电了,好吗?
So, please don't rob my store.
自己来带点。
From the moment I came,
1月1号, 泰勒的瓦德250,名字是纪念他的曾祖父, 发出的电啊。
On July 1st, the name Jaimin was issued by the grandfather of Taylor Warwar, who is the ancestor of the name Jaimin.
点亮了英伟达的芯片,
illuminated NVIDIA chips.
Blackwell.
Blacker.
这是人类历史上第一次,一家创业公司自己造的核反应堆发出的核电,供给给了AI。
This is the first time in human history that a startup company has built its own nuclear reactor and supplied it with nuclear power to AI.
这台还是验证。
This one is also a check.
对啊。
Yes.
功率不大。
Not much power.
但是两家已经宣布。
However, both companies have announced.
下一步联手要盖一座30兆瓦。
The next step is to build a 30 megawatt power plant.
几乎不用水的核动力AI工厂。
Almost waterless nuclear power AI factory.
那么它安全吗?
So is it safe?
很多人一讲到核电啊,
Many people talk about nuclear power.
就会讲到安全。
This will lead to the discussion of safety.
其实,
First,
它非常的安全。
It is very safe.
这个里面有两样东西。
There are two things in this.
第一,
First,
Teresa的染料, 核燃料呢, 会裹成像沙粒大小的颗粒, 外面啊有三层壳。
The fuel rods of the reactor are wrapped in a three-layer shell. Each layer is about the size of a sand grain.
1600度的高温下,裂变的产物。
1,000 miles of heat, 1,000,000 degrees Celsius, and the resulting products are cracked.
一个都跑不出来。
None of them can run.
每一粒沙子。
Each grain of sand.
它自己就是一座微型的安全壳。
It is itself a miniature security shell.
第二,
Second,
它用氦气做冷却,全程不碰一滴水。
It uses helium for cooling without touching a single drop of water throughout the entire process.
最狠的是,哪怕全场断电了。
The most impressive one was the one that shut down the entire stadium.
冷却系统全毁了,氦气。
The cooling system is completely destroyed. Helium.
依靠热胀冷缩。
Based on thermal expansion and contraction.
我自己也会循环。
I also cycle.
把剩余的热量带走。
Remove the remaining heat.
不要水泵啊。
Don't water it.
不要电源.
Do not plug in.
不要人盯着, 物理定律替你值班.
Don't let others dictate your life based on physical laws.
很多人问泰勒, 为什么去搞核能? 泰勒啊, 说,
Many people ask why Taylor went to nuclear power.
我一句话, 我,
I once said a sentence.
反复听了好几遍,
I listened to it several times.
他说呢,有了孩子之后,
He said that after having a child,
脑子里啊,就再也没有6个月以后这种概念。
You don't even have the concept of 6 months in your mind.
你满脑子里面想到的是好几代人以后的事。
What you're thinking about is the future of several generations.
核能就是能源的终极形态。
And nuclear energy is the ultimate form of energy.
你品品啊, 这句话的分量。
Here you go, have a taste.
今天有多少的创业者盯着的是下一轮融资。
Today, many entrepreneurs are focusing on the next round of funding.
下一场发布会。
Next press conference.
而这个年轻人想的是,
And this young man thought that,
他四个孩子长大以后用的是什么?
What did his 4 children use?
电,时间尺度不一样。
The time scales are different.
做出来的东西就会不一样。
The result will be different.
这才是那个六亿美金啊。
This is a real $6 million.
真正压住的东西。
What truly holds us back?
当全世界都在吵 AGI 什么时候会来。
When the whole world is arguing about when AGI will come.
会不会毁灭人类的时候。
When will it destroy humanity?
一个16岁辍学的年轻人已经默默地帮他把店接上了。这些年。
A 16-year-old dropout has been quietly helping to keep the lights on for years.
我们在讨论 AI, 先说数据再说算力。
We are discussing AI. Let's start with data and then move on to computing power.
现在大家看明白了。
Now everyone understands.
最底座的就是电，底座。
The lowest part is the power base.
就是整个能源系统。AI 改变世界之前。
Before the AI revolutionizes the entire energy system.
得先找到自己的插座。
First, find your outlet.
而下一轮的科技战啊，已经从服务器、从机房悄悄地进了核反应堆里。关注鲍老师。
And the next round of technology station has quietly entered the nuclear reactor from the server and the data center, paying attention to Mr. L.
我们下一个视频。
Our next video.
Oh. 再见。
Goodbye.